Thursday, February 5th, Memorial of St. Agatha, Virgin and Martyr. The first reading from 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 and 10 through 12. When the time of David's death drew near, he gave these instructions to his son Solomon. I am going the way of all flesh. Take courage and be a man. Keep the mandate of the Lord your God, following his ways and observing his statutes, commands, ordinances, and decrees, as they are written in the law of Moses, that you may succeed in whatever you do, wherever you turn, and the Lord may fulfill the promise he made on my behalf when he said, If your sons so conduct themselves that they remain faithful to me with their whole heart and with their whole soul, you shall always have someone of your line on the throne of Israel. David rested with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David. The length of David's reign over Israel was 40 years. He reigned 7 years in Hebron and 33 years in Jerusalem. Solomon was seated on the throne of his father David with his sovereignty firmly established. Haydah Commentary. Thus died this perfect model of princes and this great saint, whose only fault of consequence was occasioned by Bathsheba, and this served to display his repentance. So says St. John Chrysostom. He prefigured Jesus Christ in a wonderful manner, in his birth in the same city, in his election in preference to his brethren, his persecutions and subsequent glory. Jesus was in like manner betrayed by a false friend and obliged to go out of Jerusalem laden with his cross, but he acquired fresh splendor by his sufferings and purchased a more faithful people. If the tomb of David be now unknown, the Holy Spirit has left us a more illustrious monument to the honor of this great man in the Psalms. The Gospel from Mark chapter 6, verses 7 through 13. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave from there. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them. So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. Haydah Commentary. It was usual for the Jews to prescribe oil as a proper thing to anoint the sick, but its virtue in the present instance, when used by the apostles, was not natural but supernatural, and was derived from him who sent them, because this unction always produced a certain and constant cure in those who were anointed. This miraculous gift of healing the sick with oil, which Christ conferred on his apostles, was a prelude or gradual preparation to the dignity to which he raised this unction when he established it as a perpetual rite in his holy church. This anointing the sick was at least a figure of the sacrament which Christ was pleased to institute for the spiritual relief of person in danger of death, and which is fully expressed by St. James in the 5th chapter of his epistle. The Council of Trent says this sacrament was insinuated in St. Mark and published in the epistle of St. James.